The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Okay, I may never go to Burger King again. Now let me, I'll tell you why in just a moment, but let me tell you why that's so huge for me. I have a long love affair with Burger King. I love burgers. I love the grilled burgers and so forth. But way back, I'm going to tell you a little secret. You got to promise not to tell anybody because you could get Joy and I in big, big trouble. Okay? I'm going to tell you a little secret. When Joy and I first started dating, we were at Bob Jones University. Bob Jones University is, shall we say, a wee bit on the conservative side, a little strict. Now, they're not nearly as strict today as they were then, but back then, whoa, were they strict. No physical contact at all. No holding hands. Oh, no, 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 no. A kiss? Oh, no, 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 no. Not even holding hands. No physical contact at all. Well, every year, one of the big deals on campus is Bible Conference, which, by the way, they were wonderful. Some of the greatest preachers on planet Earth came to Bible Conference. Loved it, loved it, loved it, loved it. I still remember some of the sermons from Bible Conference over 50 years ago. But one of the big deals during Bible Conference is you can date. Yeah, you can have special dates during the day, during Bible Conference. And well, there was a Burger King just up the street from the school. And so I got my car. I told Joy, I said, I'll meet you out here in front of, I don't know where it was, out on the lawn somewhere. I'm going to go get Burger King, and I'll come back, and I'll bring us some burgers. I love burgers, okay? And so got back, and we sit on the grass, and we got our burgers out, and we put the sack up. And we held hands behind the Burger King sack. We did. I confess it. We held hands behind the Burger King sack. Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, feels so much better to get that off my conscience. But you can't tell anybody. Anyway. So anyway, I know it sounds silly, but Burger King has always been very special to Joy and I because of that. And we've talked about it, kidded about it, joked about it for years. Burger King, Burger King. And of all of the burger joints, Burger King is by far my favorite. Top of the list as far as the fast food ones, you know, and has been for years. I love Burger King. All right? I did. Let me give you the background. The Daily Beast, which is a left-leaning internet site, news site, way left, liberal. The Daily Beast recently reported that Chick-fil-A CEO Dan Cathy had personally donated, not Chick-fil-A, but he personally donated to the National Christian Foundation. Now, some of you may have heard of the National Christian Foundation. The National Christian Foundation, listen to this, has given to more than 60,000 charities since it was founded in 1982. You got that? The National Christian Foundation has given money to more than 60,000 different charities since it was founded in 1982. Dan Cathy gave a donation to the National Christian Foundation. Well, the Daily Beast found out that one of the organizations that the National Christian Foundation has donated to is the Alliance Defending Freedom, the ADF. You and I have talked about the ADF over and over and over again. They are doing great work protecting constitutional rights, religious freedom. The Alliance Defending Freedom is a great organization, but they stand for traditional marriage. One man, one woman. So now get this. The Daily Beast found out that Dan Cathy donated to the National Christian Foundation, not the Alliance Defending Freedom. No, he donated to the National Christian Foundation, who has given money to 60,000 different charities, and one of the 60,000 is the Alliance Defending Freedom. So Dan Cathy did not donate directly to the Alliance Defending Freedom, but to the National Christian Foundation, who, among their 60,000 charities, donated to the Alliance Defending Freedom. So therefore, Dan Cathy is guilty of bigotry against the LGBT community by association. Okay, so the Daily Beast reported this. Well, Burger King just recently brought out their Chicken King sandwich to be a direct competitor with Chick-fil-A. It's the Chicken King sandwich. Haven't had one, don't know what they taste like. But McDonald's, everybody has tried to duplicate Chick-fil-A. Everybody has. Sonic has. Wendy's has. McDonald's, they've all. Well, now Burger King brought out the Chick King sandwich to directly compete with Chick-fil-A. After the Daily Beast reported that Dan Cathy, the CEO, made a donation to the National Christian Foundation, which indirectly supported the Alliance Defending Freedom that believes in traditional marriage, Burger King has determined, quote, this is from their tweet, Burger King tweet. The Chicken King says LGBTQ plus rights, exclamation point. During Pride Month, even on Sundays, you get that right? During Pride Month, even on Sundays, your chicken sandwich craving can do good. We are making a donation to HRC. That's the Human Rights Campaign, the largest radical homosexual activist organization in America. Your chicken sandwich, even on Sundays, your chicken sandwich craving can do good. We are making a donation to HRC for every Chicken King sold. Burger King, giving a donation to a radical homosexual organization to be in your face to Chick-fil-A. Beginning immediately and running through June 30th, every Chicken King sold BK will contribute 40 cents to the human rights campaign. Well, some news organizations are picking up on this. USA Today said Burger King takes aim at Chick-fil-A with plans to donate to LGBTQ group for every chicken sandwich sold. All right, now, folks, this is not competition. This is spite. This is not competition. This is hate. This is Burger King saying, in your face, Chick-fil-A, you're known as a Christian organization. Well, we're going to show you. We sell chicken sandwiches on Sunday. And you may be a bunch of bigots over there at Chick-fil-A, but we support the LGBTQ plus. So not only are they trying to knock off a Chick-fil-A sandwich, which, hey, all right, that's competition. But this is in-your-face spite. In-your-face hatred for a There are few companies in America that has done more for their local communities than Chick-fil-A. I double dog dare you to give me even three American companies that have done more for their local communities than Chick-fil-A. And Burger King is mocking their stand on marriage. Even though, again, the donation was to an organization that supports 60,000 charities, and the Alliance Defending Freedom is just one of them. Now, I'm serious. I don't know that I can ever go to a Burger King again. Am I calling for a boycott? I know I never do because I don't know that boycotts work. I really don't. But me personally, at least for now, I am done with Burger King. I'm not calling for a boycott, but I do have a choice of where I spend my money. And I don't know that I can ever give a dime to a company that is so in your face, filled with hatred for Christians and Christian principles. And they think this is a good PR thing. Well, losing my business is not going to put them out of business, but if enough people stand up, maybe they'll get the message.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, my goodness. Can it get any more ridiculous? The conspiracies about Donald Trump. Some folks, please, folks. God gave you a brain. Please use it. Are there conspiracies? Yes, there are conspiracies. But my goodness, have you heard the latest? Former President Donald Trump spoke at a big rally in North Carolina recently. When was it? Saturday? I don't know. It didn't make any difference. Anyway, recently, he spoke at this big rally in North Carolina. And after he spoke, the rumor that was going around social media, and if you read it on Facebook, you know it's true. If you read it on social media, even if it's a secret site, you know it's true. Well, they said Donald Trump was wearing his pants, his trousers, backwards as a secret signal to his followers. Now, I'm not sure what the secret signal was, but seriously, this was going around. Donald Trump wore his pants backwards. The zipper was not in the front. The zipper was in the back. And he did that as a sign, a signal to his most ardent supporters about something about his comeback. He's going to be president again. Right? I am not kidding you. This was going around the internet. Was it true? No. People looked at the footage. People looked at the video. No, his zipper was in the front. It wasn't in the back. Oh, my goodness. People. And how? I want to say this kindly. I really do. I want to say it kindly. People who would believe that a former president of the United States would put his pants on backwards, you think that might be a little obvious to anybody around him? People standing in front of him, people standing behind him. It might be just a little obvious. Oh, look, the president has his pants on backwards. His zipper is up the back. Yeah. Well, here's my question. What do you say to people who believe that kind of stuff? What do you say? I don't know. But anyway, I will leave that there. This is somewhat interesting. A poll was taken within the last week, a large poll by a company that does hiring and consulting with big businesses and so forth. And the result of the poll, 86% of workers in America do not want to go back to the office full time. Many, 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 many people in America started working from home remotely during the pandemic. And according to this recent survey, 86% of workers want to keep doing their jobs from home. Only 14% of the 1,700 tech professionals surveyed want to go back to a company office full time, while around 1 in 4 would like to work remote permanently. However, 60% are willing to reach a compromise, a hybrid where they would stay home so many days of the week, they would go back in the office so many days of the week. The lasting results of this pandemic are going to go on for a long, long time. Now, some companies are willing to comply with that, but some major companies, Apple being one of them, Apple has said, nope, beginning in September, you are all coming back if you want a job. What are some other of the companies? Well, anyway, other companies like Ford Motor Company, Citigroup, are promising greater flexibility. While other companies, J.P. Morgan Chase, says, you're coming back to the office. So American corporations are quite divided as to whether they are going to require their employees who have been working from home to go back to the office. 86% who work in offices say, nope, don't want to go back. Don't want to go back. Fascinating. All right, folks, thank you so very, very much for joining me. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening, but please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.